When you please God, child of God, you will find favor. The first one is amusement. By pleasing God, God takes pleasure and delight in you. He's amused by you. Attraction. By pleasing God, you attract the goodness of God. When you please God, automatically you will attract the favor, the goodness of God. Attachment. When you please God, God will draw closer to you. Because you're doing the things that make Him happy. You're doing the things that will make God draw closer, attached to you. Because love is like magnet. It goes where it's appreciated. It won't go where the people depreciate it. It won't go. Another one, affection. By pleasing God, God is connected to you emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Deep affection. Approval. By pleasing God, you and I will obtain His stamp on our worship. When we pray to God, God approves our worship. When we praise God, God approves our praise. When we pray to God, God approves our prayer. When we evangelize, God approves our evangelism. We obtain approval from God. Acceptance. What do I mean? By pleasing God, we are accepted, meaning that we belong to God. You don't need the world to accept you, to affirm who you are. Because why? You are already accepted. You are chosen. You're not rejected. Agreement. When you please God, you are in harmony with His will. Because the Bible says, can two work together except they agree? So in order for you to work with somebody, in order for you to work with God, you have to please God. You have to conform to God. And then you and God, you guys are in agreement. Attention. When you please God, God will give you His ears. God will give you His ears. God will pay attention to your cry. He will pay attention to your call. He will pay attention to your prayer. Lastly, when you please God, acknowledgement, meaning that God will acknowledge you in a sense that God will recognize who you are and what you're doing.